Have you ever heard of the word vegetarian? Vegetarians are people who do not eat animal meat, including seafood. They eat vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, and seeds. Some vegetarians also eat dairy products, such as milk and cheese. These people are called lacto-vegetarians. People who eat dairy products and eggs are called lacto-ovo-vegetarians. Some people do not eat anything that comes from an animal, including dairy products, honey, and eggs. They are called vegans. Vegans do not use anything that comes from an animal, so they do not wear clothes made of leather, silk, or wool. The first vegetarians appeared in India and the Eastern Mediterranean more than 2,500 years ago. The Greek philosopher Pythagoras taught that all animals were related, so humans should be kind to them. In India, Buddhists believed that all animals were as important as humans and that it was wrong to kill animals for food. Later Hinduists had the same belief. In the 1800s, some vegetarians got together and made groups in England and in the United States. Then the word vegetarian was used in England for the first time. In the 1900s, more people got interested in becoming vegetarians. And now, the number of vegetarians is increasing all around the world. Why do more people choose to be vegetarians these days? One of the reasons is that they are worried about animals on large farms. They think those animals are raised in bad conditions. They also think that such farms harm the environment. The waste from the animals can pollute the land and water. However, the more popular reason is that they want to be healthy by not eating meat. It is said that vegetarians are healthier than people who eat meat, and that they have less risk of heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses. However, one study showed an interesting result. Being a vegetarian won't help us live longer. Researchers studied 243,096 men and women with an average age of 62. The 6-year research found that meat eaters and vegetarians lived the same amount of time. Other researchers came to a similar conclusion. Researchers studied about 200,000 American workers and found that vegetarians who eat unhealthy foods, such as potato chips, sweets, and junk foods, could increase their risk for heart disease. Then they paid attention to both vegetarians and meat eaters. They compared people who eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and people who eat a lot of unhealthy foods. The result was that more people got heart disease when they ate a lot of unhealthy foods. At the same time, they found that fewer people got heart disease when they ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. It showed that eating meat or not is not an important point when we try to reduce our risk for heart disease. In other words, giving up meat may not be so important as we think, and eating a lot of nutritious quality foods may actually help people live longer. There is another study from a different point of view. Some researchers studied how lifestyle can influence disease among vegetarians and meat eaters. They found that meat eaters had more diseases than vegetarians, but they got another interesting result. Meat eaters who had a healthy lifestyle had the same results as vegetarians who also had a healthy lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle here means that they didn't smoke or drink too much alcohol, played sports, and ate a lot of fruits and vegetables. In addition, it is found that eating lots of fruits and vegetables with enough exercise has a good influence on cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and so on. All this information helps us understand that eating meat or not is not an important point for our health, and having a healthier lifestyle and eating more fruits and vegetables are the best ways to live longer. So don't forget the following advice for both meat eaters and vegetarians. First, eat more plant foods. 75% of one meal should be vegetables, and 25% should be foods with enough protein and healthy fat. Second, eat foods that are as natural as possible. If a lot of unnatural things are added to the food, you shouldn't eat it. And if you eat animal foods such as meat and dairy products, eat the highest quality food that you can get. Third, live a less stressful life. You should not sit in front of a computer for 10 hours a day or take a crowded train or bus for an hour each day. You can't remove all the stress, but you can reduce it. Take a deep breath and relax for a while. Finally, sleep more. Get 8 hours of sleep as often as possible. That is the best way to help you keep healthy.